How far would you go to change who you are? Now, that sort of question needs some clarification. Because I'm sure if we all took a good, hard look at ourselves, there are parts of us that we are totally fine with. But there might be something that we want to change. Maybe we want more patience or a slower temper. There could be an experience in our past that's still affecting us and we don't know how to move forward. We might be searching for a new sense of purpose and meaning, hoping that a new job, new career, or a new perspective on life might give us what we're missing. Each of us might have these bits and pieces of our personality, these bits and pieces of our mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being that we would like to change. Now, luckily, we live in a world where we can take a bit of this change on. We're surrounded by therapists, psychologists, medical professionals, spiritual directors, life coaches, self-help books, and more. Each one of these resources can be an amazing gift from God that helps us grow into who we want to be. But there are also those parts of ourselves that feel like it's too hard to change. And then there's biology. All of us are made up of DNA, the biological blueprint that determines a bit of who we are. And DNA, this core part of who we are, is something none of us can really change. Or at least, that's what I thought. Until a bunch of headlines flashed by me earlier this week. Changing our DNA, according to these reports, might actually be possible. But it would take a little work. All we would need to do is to jump on a rocket ship, head into space, and live on the International Space Station for nearly a year. Now, living in space might not be something that you can do. But an astronaut by the name of Scott Kelly did just that. He lived in space for nearly a year. And when he came back, he was different. Scientists ran all sorts of tests, trying to see how he changed. They took those test results and compared them to the same tests they ran on his identical twin brother named Mark, who stayed here on Earth. The test results were published, and articles earlier this week said that Scott Kelly's blueprint, his DNA, had changed. They said that the test results showed that Scott's DNA was now 7% different than his identical twin brothers. Now, 7% doesn't sound like a lot, but when it comes to DNA, that's huge. When Scott Kelly first went up into space, he had an identical twin brother. There was literally someone on Earth just like him. But if these articles were right, when Scott came back down to Earth, he was no longer a twin. Instead, he became a brand new person. Going into space seems like a pretty far journey for us to take to change who we are. It's probably easier to change what we eat, sign up for a community college class, or visit a therapist to grow in the ways that seem more manageable. But there are times, I think, when going to space feels like it's the only thing we can do to make that big change we need. There are times in our lives when everything seems like it's going wrong. There are moments when brokenness is all we feel. There are periods in our life when we don't know what to do next, so we keep doing the same old thing, even though we know we need to make a change. Some of that hesitation to change comes from an anxious kind of fear. It's hard and scary to take that first step because we don't know how everything will turn out. And that first step might ask us to do something really hard, like ending a bad relationship or moving to someplace new. We might need to quit our job even though we don't have our next one lined up. Or we might have to commit ourselves to spending the next few years talking to someone, maybe even taking medication so that we can see and engage our world in a different way. All of that is hard. So, in comparison, going into space might feel easier. All we would do is get on that rocket ship, head up into the sky, stay there a year, and when we came back down, we would be 7% different. That difference, we tell ourselves, would be all we would need to finally take that first hard step. We would come back to Earth as a brand new person who could finally become the person we've always wanted to be. But it turns out those initial articles were wrong. They misinterpreted what the test results actually said. Scott Kelly's DNA did not change. What changed was his genes, those little biological components made up of DNA. And we actually expect genes to change when someone's in a highly stressful environment, like climbing to the top of a mountain or living in space. Scott's core, his blueprint, his DNA didn't change. So we, sadly, can't just hop on a rocket ship, head up to space, and become that new person who can live out the change we want. We're stuck with who we already are. But that doesn't mean that our limits, our lack of change, is the end of our story. Because our story and our lives have already been changed. But that change is sometimes too simple or too small for us to think that it's really the kind of change we need. We imagine that a brand new person, a brand new us, need something big and over the top, like living in space for a year to finally grow. We can't imagine that our newness could be instead something that is already given to us. We can't always trust that our baptism, our faith, and Jesus on that cross has already made us into something new. Today's story in the Gospel of John is dense. It crams a lot into a very small space. We have Greeks, disciples, and a moment where Jesus claims his heart is troubled, but then he shows a godlike amount of self-confidence. There's a lot going on in this passage, but there's also a lot that isn't. And it's what the Greeks don't do that jumped out at me this week. Because if we look closely at the text, it doesn't tell us if they actually meet Jesus. These Greeks went to the disciples, they asked to see Jesus, and when the disciples went to tell Jesus about them, Jesus launched into a sermon about his death. When he was approached, Jesus talked about what he was going to do for them. The hard work of seeing God, the hard work of knowing that God is with us, and the hard work of trusting that God will experience everything we do, including death itself, is what God chooses to do. Jesus, in a surprising way, doesn't make his journey to the cross conditional on us changing who we are. Instead, Jesus goes to the cross so that we can, through him, discover who God is calling us to be. We're invited to lose that life, I think, that doesn't take seriously how we, through Christ, have already been changed. We are now part of a new story. We are part of Jesus' story. And that story already has a new and different ending. When we live into the change that Jesus has already offered to us, every aspect of our life becomes different. Now, our blueprint might be the same, and we might feel like we're the same person we've always been. And we know that there will be situations and experiences that we have to live through that will break our heart and break God's heart too. Yet the new life God gives us is not about being more of who we think we should be. Instead, we can grow into the person God knows we can become. We are here to live into a brand new reality that sees ourselves, our neighbors, and our world differently. We are here through Christ to change where we look, to look beyond ourselves, and instead to keep our focus on the Jesus who is lifted up, and through his love draws you and me and everyone else into a new world, a new reality, and a new humanity that will, in the end, change. Amen.